the big iron bed or brass bed. And all I could think of was a song. I was like, Ron, Ron's in the back seat. I'm like, what's that song? There's a song about lay across my big brass bed. And we could not think of it for forever. So then we spend the next 30 minutes.
Lay, lady, lay.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary teaching, small-town living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 61 of Designer Cornbread. We are broadcasting side by side in my recliner. We got the double snuggle blanket.
We do. We're here together.
We have been doing a whole football weekend.
It has been. It's been great. This is like a little live show. This is very exciting. I'm sure the people are excited.
I'm sure they're just I'm on pins and needles.
We don't know how this is going to go, but we're just going to chat. As always, welcome everybody. Hope you had a great weekend, week, I guess. Yeah, this will come out Thursday. So hope it's fantastic. What are we at? 3 weeks till Thanksgiving? What are we?
Pretty two, close. Two? Three?
No. Okay. Three. Please say three.
Three.
It's 2 weeks.
We're at three.
So hopefully everyone's getting their acts together. I'm not. But anyway, discuss that later.
We have to play. These people can go get some turkey at Kroger and make their own sandwich.
You know you would never
go
even let that happen.
To the Piggly Wiggly.
They know where the McDonald's is.
Yes. Anyway.
We're joking. Yeah, so I came down here to Savannah.
I'm not joking.
She's not joking. So we're going to catch up with y'all because we don't really need to catch up with one another because we've been experiencing it together. But we did. We had a football weekend. And Joni's dead now.
Well, She's dead. So, okay, Holly came down Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to dinner with some very good friends of ours, mm-hmm. and Janie. And you got some, like, tricked-out gifts.
I got the camp gifts. It was very good to see them, first of all. It was very, very nice to visit and get caught up a little bit and see how they're settling into good old Savannah. So it's just always a blast from the past.
Janie's just precious.
She is, for sure. Absolutely.
She's just, and I know she's, you know, a grown, lovely woman.
Well, they can be precious. Strong women can be precious.
She's just my little Janie.
I know.
You know, she'll always be my little Janie. She'll be on a walker in the nursing home, mm-hmm. and she's still going to be my little Janie.
Yeah. And I mean, she's the spirit of Christmas now, I decided. She's going to be the Christmas queen because she already has her tree up and all that stuff and is very excited.
She's going to make her come over and do mine.
That's a good idea.
I got a plan for you.
we're not even going to get into the whole who puts up their stuff. I mean, we could talk about it. We'll talk about it for a minute, but it doesn't matter. Y'all, listen.
You do what you want to do.
Put your Christmas up when you want to put it up. And then we can talk bad about you if we don't like
it. That's right.
Just kidding. I kid. But I, like you, I definitely grew up. And again, it's more back in the time. People didn't put it up as early back when we were kids.
They just didn't.
Mm-mm. It just wasn't a thing. The industry
has
definitely
exploded.
Become. Yeah, for sure. And that's, you know.
I will tell you what I don't like.
Okay, give it to us.
I do not like businesses being open on Thanksgiving.
Mm.
I don't like that. Mm-hmm.
This is a big Joni pet peeve.
It is my pet peeve. Give these workers time with their families. Take a day to be grateful. Mm-hmm. You can close your doors for one day.
Yes.
And be grateful.
Yes. Agreed.
It just ticks me off. That rubs me the wrong way.
I know. It chaps her riches or whatever it chaps. I don't want to know. But I hear you. And again, you know, it's just nice to pause and have a real break and have a real for everybody.
Yes.
Which used to happen more, but
yeah,
you know, whatever, to each his own. But the Christmas. Yeah. So I've been decorating a little bit earlier in the last couple of years, really, not when the kids were even little, but I don't know. It just start first. I think a little bit of it, I feel permission to do so. Cause again, we were a strictly like after even, we wouldn't even decorate till
it's the first week in January. I can remember it was December. The first week in December. Yeah. Yeah, we would, because Streety and I would be watching like Rudolph, and that was always on, you know, that first week, and putting ornaments on the, on the tree.
Yeah. But it does, it feels like it goes so fast. And we leave ours up longer than most people do. Yeah. We're definitely not a take it down. It's up a week past New Year's. We just leave it up, which
Epiphany.
Yeah, same. We do it at least through Epiphany.
So here's though what I do, and I will say, I can remember begging my dad, can we do the Christmas tree? Can we do the Christmas tree? Can we do the Christmas tree? And there was that such of the anticipation.
Yeah.
Which is what Christmas is, you know, that whole Advent anticipating, you know, the coming of the Messiah. Anyway, so, but I do remember being so excited. And I am going to, since I am off, I have given myself, you're right, permission. To put my, I'm at least just going to try to get my trees up during that week that I'm off, instead of trying to crunch everything
I think you'll really enjoy that because then you'll have that part of it done, just that structural part of the tree and the lights up. And then when you get after Thanksgiving, you can just enjoy the, put the ornaments on. It just, I feel like, and especially, maybe it's especially now, maybe that's part of it. I mean, I have less people helping me. You may have never, I guess.
I've never had
anybody. You could have told them, go hand this and go put this up.
Yeah.
I mean, Tim helped, but you know, I really do all of it, which is, so I think I've really pared it down. Hey, we're on the podcast, Ronald. This is our sponsor. We thought you were napping. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, it's kind of because there's not as much people to help, you know, do their whatever little part or something. So then I don't like to be rushed. I like to take my time, and do it little by little, because it's just too much to do all at once. So I'll probably get my, I might get my mantle. We get a live tree, so I can't get that.
Well, see, I bring in live greenery for my mantle, and I end up having to do it two or three times in December. And I can't say that I don't have help. The boys are extremely helpful, especially with the outside stuff. And
and you do a lot of cute outside stuff. Yeah. So I don't do that.
Well, I live in a historical part of town. And so everybody tends, we have like carriages that go down through the streets.
It's such a cute street to decorate Yeah, it really is.
Which I do need Holly to come down and be the designer for my Christmas.
I know. You always do a good job. You do a fine job.
I know, but you do better.
Well, and one of these years I will get down. Okay. I really will, because I've never been down here at Christmas.
It's so nice.
With your main street and all that.
Let me just tell you, if you are in the vicinity of Savannah, Tennessee at Christmas time, you just need to come walk down Main Street, because it really does look like a Hallmark movie. They have done a really good job.
It's a really cute downtown. Little historic area. So yeah, so that'll be fun. That's our Christmas, excuse me, decorating update. So let's talk about our weekend.
Okay. So you came Thursday. And Friday, I want to talk about this. Our fire department we have a stellar fire department, and they came to my class Friday and they taught my kids CPR. Now, they didn't get them certified, because that's a whole 4-hour class and test and all of that. But they brought all their little mannequins, their little, you know, Annie, are you okay? And they taught them CPR and taught them, you know, hey, if you're at school and there's an emergency, you may have to take charge.
Yeah, a student can make all the difference.
If Michelle, the teacher goes down in the floor,
if Joni goes down,
somebody needs to say, you go to the nurse, you go to the office, you call 911, I'm starting chest compressions.
Right.
So they walked them through all that, but not only that, but they had prearranged this. I don't want to say with 911. They called dispatch, who were trained in the 911. They didn't want to tie up the 911 calls.
Right.
And so, but they did it ahead of time so that they could call in and walk through like it's a real emergency, you know, and they say, 911, what's your emergency?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they said, you know, I've just found there's a student or a classmate's on the floor. Where
mm-hmm.
are you?
Mm-hmm.
Hardin County High School. What room? Culinary.
Mm.
Did you see him go down? No. They walked through him the
whole
thing.
What it would be like? Would it be because it's right. so scary? You know, when you're having to do that, you know, it's you always hear the calls, and it's obviously yeah. you have to really be thinking and cognizant. And they do a good job of leading you through it. But if you've gotten even just to practice yeah. it like that, that would be.
And they
very
did
helpful.
Listen. And I mean, they didn't give these students any leeway because they said, "Do you know CPR?" And the kid said, "Well, I mean, we're kind of learning it." He said, "Do you know CPR?" I mean, he was like,
"Yes or no?"
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Ooh.
Yeah. And
they got to know what they have to work with.
Right. Like, right. And the firemen told them, they said, "Look, they're going to be short with you.
Mm-hmm.
They are not there. They don't want to hear your story. They don't want to hear you freaking out.
Right.
They don't, they are there to get this person
right.
breathing.
Respond to what they say to
yeah.
you. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't
wow.
waste time even saying, why are you asking me all these questions?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Answer their questions. And, you know, it was very
yeah,
good.
That is very good.
And to take the time with kids to even walk them through that, mm-hmm. it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
That is amazing. That's
so. Man. And then Friday night, our high school team is in the playoffs.
They are,
and it
Go
was
Tigers.
A nail biter,
y'all. It was. It went down to the wire.
Went down to the wire.
It was a good game. They played who? White House,
Tennessee, mm-hmm. and I mean, and they gave them a run for the money.
They
we
did.
Were
it was
down.
A good game.
We were down, what was it,
22?
I don't know. We were down a couple of points.
It was real, yeah, close.
Real close.
Fourth quarter, you know.
In the last 39 seconds, and we got the ball, and we were down at the 20. And, I mean, it was, there were a couple mess-ups, and, I mean, mm-hmm, it wasn't like we mm-hmm. got to the 20 and ran it in. There were a, it got kind of
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, it was a long, big old drive and moving it down, but they finally went 30 seconds to go or 50?
Yeah,
it was about 30,
yeah,
30 seconds to go in the game. Hardin County, they score extra point, and then the other team only had 30 seconds, you know, whatever
which,
to do. And
which
so,
you can do a lot in
yeah,
30
you can't
seconds.
One big pass. And they had passed mm-hmm. a few long, really long passes. So we were all tense. We were up in the press box. We got to be very hoity-toity.
Yeah, okay, tell me your thoughts on the press box. So
okay.
I don't know if people know. I cook for the press box on Friday nights.
Y'all listen, Joni is no joke. So I get, I don't know how you do it.
People who disagree.
Well, you're a huge joke, but I don't know how you do it. So, cause I went over to school, came up to school, grabbed you a coffee cause you're done with your school day and grabbed you an iced coffee from Sela. If you'd like to sponsor us, Sela Coffee House in Savannah, Tennessee, where it might be available. But delicious coffee. I was up there just getting something and brought you a iced coffee. And Wes the Pest was in the kitchen
mm-hmm.
with you, and
yes.
he was doing the ribs. He cooked
six racks of ribs, three different sauces. Yeah.
They were a Carolina, a Memphis, and a sweet peach. And he did that. So he was working on that. Joni is getting all kinds of other stuff ready for the press box stuff. We ran all over. I don't know what we did.
Stuff. We were getting
stuff.
Yeah,
well, between that and tailgate the next day, we had to pick up the brisket. So Ron could cook that. And then we went and got your beautiful cookies that we'll talk about for the tailgate. But then we had to go get some more barbecue for the meal. I mean, I'm telling you, she runs all over this town and gets all the food. And then we worked on all that, got it all ready, and took it up to the press box, which you have to walk it up. Y'all, there's a million stairs we have to walk up. We need a dumbwaiter. We need a GoFundMe. We got to start it now.
Yes.
And that last set are skinny, like fire escape kind of stairs.
Yeah.
So I'm schlepping this giant Hulkin bag. My rolly bag almost fell off the... Oh, it was a moment. And teenagers are looking at us like we're complete lunatics. But, oh, should we tell about the pregame? We don't know who's the girl that videoed us.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know who that was?
I don't know.
Well, all we know
mm-mm.
too is we're on our way. We're schlepping the stuff up to the press box. She's rolling this big cart. I've got my rolly bag and we're heading to get stuff up there. And these cute gals come out of this room in the high school. And one, she had like sparkle paint and black sparkle outfits. She was dressed for
Well, so the student section
something.
Does.
They dress up
they
and
just,
do fun
they
stuff.
They do, yeah, fun
okay.
stuff.
Okay,
so.
Just like at college games. So
right.
she was dressed for the game and she and her girlfriends, and I don't know, they just came out and don't even know us. And they're like, hey, will you do this dance with us for TikTok on here real fast? So of course we're like, sure, why not?
Sure, we will.
So you guys, yeah. We don't know. I don't know who they are. I told them to tag Designer Cornbread Podcast, but
yeah.
I don't know if they remember it.
They won't remember that.
And they showed us this little dance. And we broke it down. We broke it down with them for a minute. There was none of that. There was no sound like that happening. In your head, there was.
That was in my head.
So we're in the hallway at Hardin County High School.
We tried to get the refs to do it.
We did. The whole pod of refs
came
walking by.
While we were doing this.
And we tried to make them do it, but they were not amused. So anyway, that could be floating on TikTok. I don't know. If we find it, we will definitely. I'm not on TikTok, so someone will have
I'm
to.
I'm not either.
Yeah. Oh, well. Okay.
I don't do TikTok.
We'll never see it, so enjoy. Anyway, we got all the food up to the press box and laid out the buffet, and people were up there. The little broadcasters were in their little, and the coaches, I guess, are all in their little cubbies, and it was delightful. We had a great view of the field and good food, and everyone just oohs and ahs and loves Joni's cooking. So I'll tell you what, that was fun.
They get mad when I'm not there.
Listen, let me tell you what she almost made me do, y'all. This idiot friend of mine, Joni Shank, as soon as I got to her house, within 5 minutes of me being here, she's like, ooh, I got an idea. We're going to get you, we're going to make you a fake ESPN press badge lanyard to wear to the game on Friday night. And you're just going to put it on and just walk up to the press box, and we're going to just start all kinds of mess of rumors.
We don't have to say anything.
We didn't have to. She's like, you don't have to say anything. You just wear it and walk up there, you know, in your, I don't know.
So here's the deal. Holly comes in my house with these long black pants, long black flowy pants, and this black tank and this long gray kind of duster sweater. She's got her big sunglasses. I mean, she looks like she stepped out of like Miss Hollywood.
It was just my car outfit.
In her car outfit. And I'm like, she looks like, you know, a newscaster. Okay. And I went, ooh, yes. And so I had the whole backstory ready to go.
She really did. I didn't know the backstory, of course.
We
I had no idea.
We weren't say anything. We weren't going to tell anybody anything.
I was going to walk.
She was just going to walk. And I've got some friends on the police force. I was going to have a policeman there, you know, escort her to the press
box. Joni, that's too much. I would have died of embarrassment.
All you had to do was just walk up there.
I know. And y'all, listen, this is how much of a good friend I am. This is not my kind of thing, but because I know it would have made her so happy, I was willing. I was actually willing to do it.
And here's the thing. I wasn't going to say a word to anybody.
Right.
But I just wanted to see how long that it would get, because y'all know how small towns are.
Right. What would
it's
Monday
go?
What would
you know,
the talk be?
Was ESPN at the game?
Yeah.
Just say that there was an ESPN person at the game.
Yes.
And yeah, I just wanted to get messed started.
She did.
Just for my own amusement.
For her own amusement, she wanted to just mess me.
But I did tell Wes the Pest, and he was like fully in on
it. Okay.
He was like, yes, let's go.
We did not end up doing it, thank goodness. So, but I just wanted everyone to know that that's the kind of thing that I walk into when I get here. I never know. There's clown pictures in my room. There's, I got to impersonate ESPN people. I never know what I'm going to have to do.
The best one though, so we can control the TV in her room because it's on Google Cast. And so it can, y'all know when you cast something, it can like turn on the TV. So one time we just turned on the TV and started playing all these like...
It was this scary, demented clown video of this demented, demonic clown laughing face just came on the TV in my room. And you know what I did? And their room is right next to me. I just looked at it
and
I just banged on the wall. I didn't even... I'm like, stop it. Both of you, stop it. So that's what it's like here.
Okay, and then...
Then we got that all picked up
that
and
all
put
got
away.
Picked up and put away, and we started, you know, tailgate number two, and we went down to Starkville for the Kentucky game.
Ron stayed home Friday night and started smoking the brisket, so that was going all night.
Right,
and then we got ready and got our stuff together.
Yes,
and yeah, we don't want to talk about the game.
We're not going to talk football this week.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Football does not matter.
It's dead to us.
This season is
dead to us.
It's done.
It doesn't matter. Who cares?
I will say the Mizzou, though. That was fun. I was hoping Mizzou would beat Georgia, and they did give them a good run for their
they
money.
Did. So. I wonder if they'll move up in the ranks.
They may.
Not really a lot, but they might a little bit if other people.
Yep. So anyway, but we went down and, like we said, Ron stayed up smoking a brisket and it was delicious.
It was.
And we had fruit and dips.
All kinds of stuff.
Cheese balls.
She had made poppers, the jalapeno poppers. Yeah. That recipe is up on the website. Yeah, so from a while back, if you go look. She had that for Press Box and then some for us on Saturday.
We had some Chick-fil-A since we were playing Kentucky. We got some chicken.
We got some fried chicken. It didn't do us any good.
Those little sausage pinwheels. But listen, I had a girl. We have a girl who paints cookies in Savannah. They were gorgeous.
We went and picked them up on
Friday afternoon.
That's right. That was after school, some of the errands. We went and met her and picked them up. And Joni was like, she paints these cookies. And I'm like, oh, those will be cute. You know, okay, cool. Y'all, we got this box of cookies. You took a picture.
I did take a picture.
Of the plate, at least, before any got eaten or a few. Anyway, they were the most beautiful cookies. These people doing cookies now, they were these beautiful, you know, the sugar cookie with the white ice. And they were beautiful shape. I love the cookie shape. And then they were all custom Mississippi State, dog bone shaped ones that said Go Bulldogs. And then there were ones that I think it said Go Bulldogs. And she had painted a bulldog face, like a realistic bulldog dog face on this cookie.
Yeah.
And what was one? One was a bell. One was a cowbell.
We had the cowbell. And then she had Hail State.
Hail State. And then the interlocked MSU, I think.
Yes.
They were so...
They were gorgeous. Very impressed. I wish I had that artistic talent. Like my son, who took a pumpkin and carved out the whole Mississippi State logo etched it in, not so he didn't cut through the pumpkin.
Just so you could see it on the pumpkin. That was really, really cute too. We decided we won tailgating. Now we know other people are more extravagant or whatever, but first of all, we had a great spot. They have a great spot they go to. And we brought all the stuff, but we had the MSU pumpkin carved, hand done. We had those beautiful cookies, this food. And would you like to tell about our special guest?
So one of John Garrett's friends, Gracie, showed up with her pet bulldog.
You guys.
Named Opal.
You guys, this little bulldog, her name is Opal. Her full name is Ophelia Jane. They call her Ophelia Jane sometimes. And she looks at you like she is the pretty princess of the world because she is.
Yes, she was precious. We will put these pictures.
We will put all those pictures. And I'll definitely do them on social media too because I like to show people on there. But we did. We had our very own bulldog.
Yes.
We did a whole photo shoot with her next to the pumpkin in the Hail State. She was like a supermodel.
She was.
And she loved it. She was like,
I didn't even take pictures of my own children.
Oh, no. I got one selfie with JB, and that's it. I'm like, come here, dog.
We have the bulldog.
We had our very own tailgate
Ophelia
bulldog.
Ophelia Jane.
Opal. Oh, God, y'all. It was too much. So that was a whole blast. And the weather was perfect. It was warm. It was, you know, pretty warm, but it cooled off. The drive was gorgeous. A perfect day for football, except for the football.
Yes. And today is Sunday, and we got home at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, y'all, it was slap happy time.
And we have collapsed and put little masks on our face.
We did. We did. I brought these, y'all know those face sheet masks.
Those
that's what they're called.
Scary Halloween.
Yeah, that you look like Jason, the murderer guy. On Friday the 13th. And I'd never done one of those.
Mask,
Yeah. And I hadn't done one, but I got some in a swag bag from something or other. So I brought down our masks. We still have to do our eye things. We can do those tonight.
I'm ready for a little shut eye.
Those are caffeine IV puffer. Yeah. But anyway, so these masks, they were like moisturizing, firming, anti-aging, all these things. So we slapped these things on our face.
And watch church.
And watch church on the video, on the streamed their church service, and had those on. And they were very moisturizing. And it didn't irritate my skin, y'all, is so, this past 2 weeks, since the weather turned, my skin has just dried out. And in fact, I was listening when we were at the football game, when we were at Starkville, I told you I went to the bathroom and there was these other ladies in there about our age. And I'm telling you what, that's all everyone was talking about. They were talking about, oh, you know, ever since menopause hit, she's like, I've just dried up like a prune and my face, I can't even, my scalp is dry. I mean, they were going on and on. And I was like, you are our people. I feel you because we're all dried up. So I don't know what we were talking about, but Joni's looking at me like I'm actually a Martian. Oh, our masks. So we did our masks. We got sat here. We've had wonderful salads and we're resting, but Joni's of course got laundry going and we've unloaded the truck and
washing dishes, we're doing cleaning it up from the tailgate by little. I'll get a burst of energy and I'll think, oh, okay, let's go do this.
And then we're down.
About 5 minutes and then later, I'm like, oh, I gotta go sit down.
So this is our burst of energy now. I said, we got to record. I said, let's go ahead and record. And then after this, I think we're going to watch a fall. Let's talk about Thanksgiving movies. You tried to look up Thanksgiving movies. Y'all. Yeah,
there's not many Thanksgiving movies. There are some.
There was one in the list of Thanksgiving movies that was like Marky Mark or Mark Wahlberg. I still call him Marky Mark.
Yeah.
It was like a bunch of dude actors, and the whole movie is about them going to have revenge.
Their adopted mother was murdered in a liquor store robbery.
Yeah.
And so they get together for
Thanksgiving without her, and they decide, let's go get revenge on them. And that's the Thanksgiving. That's the kind of movies that are on the Thanksgiving list.
We have settled with You've Got Mail.
I think we're definitely going to do You've Got Mail.
And that is a good, that puts me in the fall mood.
Yeah.
Really.
I love it. We're going to do that next so that we don't strain ourselves.
We wouldn't want to strain ourselves.
We don't want to strain ourselves today.
I will say, you know, I say that, but I mean, we have gone nonstop.
You really have. So this is good. This is good to rest. So we've had a great weekend. Oh, we're also looking at y'all. We're to the age where we're just watching the screensaver pictures rolling through on her TV in the room here. And they're of my kids and her kids and a goofy one of me just popped up. So we're entertained by our own screensavers.
Our own children.
That's where we are. Anyway, what else we got?
I do want to brag on my son, Caleb. You know, we talked about him carving out the pumpkin, the Mississippi State. Mm. But last week at church, they made an announcement. We're having our big fall bazaar at church next weekend. And they're asking people, you know, make ornaments, bring ornaments, whatever, for just one of their parts of their little sale that they're doing. And Caleb looked at me and said, can I carve one?
Oh.
I said, absolutely. And he has just sent home with his brother this beautiful wooden Santa.
Yeah, you guys, it's like it's like the ones that are just the Santa face with the pointy hat and the beard, you know, like, so it's just his head, but wood carved. It's really,
it's lovely.
It's really nice. It looks really good.
He's just, and he's only been doing this for less than a year.
Oh,
I think last year around Christmas is when he said, yeah, I think I'll start wood carving.
I think I'll try that.
I think I'll try that.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
And he's very cool. He's done a great job. So I'll take a picture of it and put that on our website as well.
Definitely. One of our conversations, we're going to also chat. We have a question.
Oh, Lord.
We have a question about dating. We need to just use. You're going to just say as much as you want to say. But in our late night drive home last night, because you got to have stuff to talk about, and we really did. We had a hoot nanny time. First of all, let me just say once again, I know I've talked about this. I'm sure I've said it sometime last year, but it doesn't matter. It bears repeating. When Joni makes me laugh and anywhere, if it's that really hard where we're really laughing, where like you can't breathe and I'm crying the tears, I lose all control of my arms. I cannot.
She can't drive. She's always driving with her body.
I'm always driving. This has happened so many times, you guys. And it happened again last night. And I had to make her stop because it's dark. We're going down this road through Mississippi. And I don't know what we got. it doesn't matter. Several times we got to laughing so hard. And I just have to kind of lean on the steering wheel and grip it with my arms because it's like my hands can't grip anymore. Anyway, it's fine, guys. It's safe. Don't worry about it. But that happened throughout the evening. But we did get on this conversation.
Okay, so we just started talking about like odd, what's your weirdest dating experience? What's your weirdest? Anyway, so I had this guy that would ask me out. He would call me and ask me out. And I did not want to go out with him. And I would turn him down every single time. To the point of the last time he asked me out, before this, I said, I'm sorry, but I have to stay home and dry my hair tonight.
Yep, she used the old, I got to wash and dry my hair.
Not even wash my hair. Oh. I have to stay home and dry my hair.
You just said I have to dry my hair?
I have to dry my hair tonight. Well, that's what I said. That should be a clue.
Yeah.
I am not going out with you.
Right.
But sure enough, next week he called me back and I thought, okay, I'm going to go out with him and I'm going to be so obnoxious.
Good plan. That's the plan, girls.
He's never going to ask me out again.
Mm-hmm.
Because, y'all, I mean, he kept calling me and calling me and calling. I mean, give him an A+ in persistence, I guess. But anyway.
Stalker?
So I went out with him. Well, I didn't even have the opportunity to be obnoxious because he was so obnoxious. Mm. I mean, he sat there and he told me how much money that he had. And he had all, you know, I have this and I have this antique car and I have that and I have this. And then I said, and all of a sudden I looked at him, I said, you know, it didn't hit me at the time, but he started talking to me about his like brass bed that he had or antique brass bed or something. I said, it's a little creepy, isn't it? Well, then Holly just
could not contain myself. And there's more to it, but I don't think she wants to share. I don't think she can share. I'm just saying, because we just have to be careful. Not for ourselves. Again, when we don't share stuff with y'all, it's not because we're protecting ourselves. We're happy to share, but we cannot. It's fine. Needless to say,
it had nothing to do with me. It's just
no. And it, him. I got so tickled. Mainly a couple reasons. First of all, it was just a funny story, but also the big iron bed or brass bed. And all I could think of was a song. I was like, Ron's in the backseat. I'm like, what's that song? There's a song about lay across my big brass bed. and we could not think of it for forever. So then we spend the next 30 minutes.
Lay, lady, lay.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. And I mean, we had to listen to every version because Ron decided we needed to listen to all the versions of it. And we listened to that. That's Bob Dylan sang it. A bunch of people sang it. But it got me so tickled because I'm like, it's such a schmaltzy, like, I don't know. The version I remember is a schmaltzy, like, 70s song. And this guy is telling her all about his big bed. And I'm like, I just don't.
So let me say this. So years go by.
Hmm.
And I would say to you right now, there's like one, I've dated one person other than Ron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. So years go by and this guy and his new family or family starts coming to our church. Well, I don't think anything about it. But anyway, JB is in his little young, I mean, he was in like fourth or fifth grade and he's in his little Bible study group and he comes home one day and he says, one Wednesday, and he said, Mom, I met your old boyfriend tonight. And I was like, where did you meet him?
Right. Because you're thinking of the one.
He doesn't live here. He was like, what? At church. He was in our Bible study group tonight. And I was like, what? And I'm trying to figure how any of this has happened. I thought, well, and his old coach goes to our church, and I thought, well, maybe he was, but that didn't make sense to me. And I'm like, how did this come? How do you even know any of this? He said, yeah. And so finally I figured out who it was, or I asked him, you know, point blank.
Right,
and he said,
right.
And he told me, and I said, what? I said, JB, he's not my old boyfriend. And I said, he thought he was. And tell me this conversation. He said, No, he just said, oh, I used to date your mom.
Mm.
Or I dated your mom.
Mm-mm.
Which my husband and my mother both thought were hilarious. And I was like, I did not date him.
Right.
I went on one date to get rid of him.
Exactly.
And I was
on a mercy date. You went on a mercy date.
And I was like, why are you even telling my child this? I mean, this is not. Anyway, so, but mom and Ron have harassed me for years that I dated him.
Right. And I clarified that in the car, and we'll see what y'all think. But I mean, to me, when you date someone, if you dated someone, it constitutes at least more than one date. If you one date someone, you have not, you went on a date.
Yes.
I went on a date with your mom. I went on a, well, B, you don't need to be telling anybody's child. Now, if you're grown and you know them or whatever, but anybody's child that you dated their parent, that's not information that you get to share with someone's child.
But if they want to tell their child,
if they want to tell them, they can.
Anyway, I was so mad.
Oh, my word.
But anyway, so Holly, let me go back some. Holly,
no, you've already told that story on here. We don't need to tell it again.
Well, I have a story that I like to harass Holly about with one fella who was trying to get her attention. Go ahead.
I'm not even going to tell the whole story because you've already told. The point is, if you all remember, there's a story about a certain person at where we were to camp who I don't ever know how. There's no way. Anyway, who was a little inappropriate with the things he would say and to me, and he would shadow box outside of the room, like pretend box at night. And it was just a lot. It was just a lot. So I don't want to say much more, but he was a little inappropriate at one point and was hanging out in the dining room where we were cleaning or setting table or something. He should have been in there. And to my forever chagrin, said the words that no girl wants to hear from someone that she's not interested in.
I had a dream about you last night.
Oh, no. To which I just went, oh, and just like, whatever. And just like wanted the conversation to be over.
But he didn't let it be over.
No, he didn't let it be over.
So to get going.
To Joni's everlasting joy and harassment. Of course, he explains how. You tell it because you love to tell it so much. Just
okay,
quickly.
So he says we got married. And we were on our honeymoon, and we were snowed in a cabin, and it was me and you and a bearskin rug and Jello
and a bowl full of Jello. Y'all, listen, listen, girls. You think you all get harassed? We didn't. Harassment didn't. We just didn't. We just laughed and walked away. Like, I don't even know what to say. We were just like, stop it. Go away. Small man.
It was the best.
So it was Joni. It's her favorite thing of all time, of course. And she is, as I know we've told this, but she, of course, one Christmas with my family sends a pretend little bearskin rug and a box of Jello for me to open at Christmas in front of my family. So that was great. All of that is to say, me hearing this story, this dating story of Joni's has given me my very own version of that story. And again, I apologize. There's other parts that I guess you can tell it if you want. I just don't know how specific you want to. It's fine. It's nothing terrible.
Let me say this. I will say this. And so his ex-wife was a good friend of one of my good friends, and things started falling apart in the marriage and whatever. Anyway, the word got back to me that when he was feeling
amorous, that you can say this.
He would go put on this leather vest.
You guys, I'm sorry. Anyway, it's nothing
it has
bad.
Nothing to do with me. But
no,
now
I just yeah. But now it's.
But
now,
Holly's put it on.
It
me.
Was the combination of a brown leather vest and a big brass bed that have just done me in. I now have my equivalent of the bearskin rug and the Jello. I feel that I now have my own story to
Well, and then
with,
we were so talking about those.
Excited.
I have so many odd just bizarre, like, dating stories that,
do
I mean, we
tell.
I'm not telling okay. it. I mean, one is so bad that I cannot tell, which is what she's, you know, condemning me for over here.
I'm not. I'm just concerned.
But just weird, weird things. But we decided that, you know, Holly and I are very nice people. I don't like
you're
to
nicer
be,
than I am, but I'm nice in a different way. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I don't like to be mean to people. No. And especially if people are being ignored or
people
left
on the fringes
out,
a little
you know,
bit. Right. Absolutely. As we should.
We make them feel welcome.
Of
we
course.
Speak to them. We whatever. Well, somehow that goes from being a nice person
mm-hmm.
to
I'm into
she
you.
Wants me.
She's into me.
She's into me. Yeah. And they can't ever let that go. They can't.
Yeah. We had a discussion about that in the car too. Cause,
so,
cause about how like a phone call talking to someone on a phone
does you, not mean you're
does
into
not mean
them.
That you. Yeah. So it's a whole thing. It's a whole fine line. And we kind of got into that whole conversation a little bit.
So feel free. Send us
yeah.
your bad dating stories.
We would love to hear them.
We won't put names out there.
No, absolutely not. It'll all be totally, totally mm-hmm. confidential. But if you have like a good, you know, a good bad dating story, we would be into hearing that. I mine turned into a stalker my sophomore year at college because I was nice to some poor dude.
Yeah.
Nothing bad happened, but I'm just saying he was everywhere. So you don't know, but that's okay. We're all fine.
You're right.
I don't know how we got on that, but that was our thing. But we did conclude that dating someone means you went on more than one date. So that's that. Are you ready? Are we ready for a recipe? I think we are.
Okay.
Unless
so,
there was something else you
yeah,
wanted to
no,
talk about.
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
So yeah, my recipe this week, y'all, again, for looking toward Thanksgiving is corn casserole.
I love corn casserole.
It is so good.
I love
and
it.
And it's so easy.
It's so easy.
All you need is a can of regular sweet corn, drain it. And a can of cream corn, don't drain it,
mm-hmm.
mix those together with a box of Jiffy cornmeal mix.
Mm-hmm. So
and
inexpensive. This is such an inexpensive
you're gonna
dish
need,
for a
yep,
bunch of people.
Melted butter and sour cream, mix all that up together, pour it in a casserole dish. Now, I usually bake mine first and then add the cheese on top so the cheese doesn't get too, you know, crunchy.
Mm.
But yeah, and then put cheddar cheese, shredded cheddar cheese on top of it and bake it. And it is fabulous.
It's such a good, it's like a little cornbread hush puppy feeling.
Yep.
I mean, you know what? Have you ever done it? What I'm thinking of would be cool. Have you ever done it in like cupcake?
I have not.
Cups,
no,
like
but that would be.
Ones?
Yeah, that would be.
And then people could just take a little.
Yeah.
You could definitely do it in like a ramekin
yeah.
and they would get done real quickly.
Yes.
But I wonder if you could do them in like cupcake things. That would kind of
like
be
muffin
cool.
tins, yeah.
And then it just, mm-hmm. especially if you're doing like a buffet, like if you
yes.
have for a lot of people
yes.
and you want to portion control it a little better.
And instead of calling it corn casserole, you can call it corn souffle.
Oh, that makes it
that
fancy.
Makes it fancy.
That makes it fancy when you say souffle, but there's no yeah. eggs in it. So it mine has eggs in it. Does
oh,
yours
mine
have
does
eggs?
Not have eggs. No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Corn casserole. Okay. I do a corn pudding, which is not as, it's more eggy. But
yeah.
that sounds really good with the cornmeal, cornbread mix. That sounds really
yeah.
good. Excellent. It is also time for your top three.
Top three.
All right. My top three. Let's go with number one.
Okay.
Kirkwood Popcorn Company. Holly yeah. brought down wonderful cheese.
Well, you told me
I know. I did
you
tell
brought,
you.
You actually
my
said bring it.
I know. So go get it and bring it.
I was happy to.
Bring me some popcorn.
I was happy to.
But they have this cheddar popcorn, but they also had our favorite. We have rosemary, garlic popcorn, and we have rosemary, garlic bacon.
Yeah.
Just saying, those are
that
fabulous.
That seems to be our thing, and it was really good. So we took that down to the tailgate and munched on that, and now you can have it all week for your movie nights, and whenever you get a few minutes to yourself, you can just chow on your popcorn.
That's right. Okay, so for my next top three,
oh, y'all,
I'm going to make Holly.
She's got jars and spoons out here, y'all.
This is a
you can't even open it.
I can't. A cranky apple butter.
That's rude.
From the Berry Nutty Woman. She's from Kansas City.
From the Nutty Woman? You got the cranky apple butter from
cranky,
the Nutty Woman to give
yeah,
to me?
From the Berry
you guys,
Nutty.
You guys
I don't know.
This? Oh, you know
cranky.
What? That might be good on the cornbread.
Uh-huh. So this,
okay,
but think
it.
About So I'm going to make her taste this on air.
Okay.
Think about, like, even putting on meats.
Oh, it smells. Oh, I love on meats. Okay, mm-hmm. Here we go.
Okay. It's your cranky apple butter. It has, I don't have my glasses on.
Here's mine.
Let me see. Okay, so.
Oh, it's really good, y'all.
Yes.
It's dark. It's a beautiful dark. And there's pieces of stuff in it.
The Berry Nutty Farm is where this is from. She's from, this girl's from Kansas City.
It's very good.
And it is with apple, cranberry, sugar, citrus juice, and spices. But it's got a little bite to it.
It's very good. It would it would be good on so many things. It'd be good on cornbread. It'd be delicious on a pork. Anything with a pork situation, and to make it to kind of like a glaze, it'd be good on that corn casserole you just talked about.
Yep. Okay. Listen,
you're gonna,
so the next one is Paolo's Apiary, and this is a lavender honey.
And this is your number three?
This is my number three.
Lavender honey.
Lavender honey.
Okay, here we go.
Think about it with teas.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that great?
That is delicious.
Yep, they've got a website
called, oh my goodness,
it's PSBs, PSBEES.com. And they have all kinds of infused honey.
That is delicious. Sometimes lavender things can taste too much like soap. Yep. I'll just be honest. And I love lavender smell, but sometimes the flavoring can kind of taste soapy. But that is really very, very good, you guys. It has a really, I don't know, there seems like there's a vanilla-y flavor to it, too. It's really good.
Well, listen, they also make a vanilla honey, and they take a vanilla bean, and it's fabulous.
Now, where did you get this
from? They are out of Arkansas. They have a booth set up at Silver Dollar City.
Oh.
And,
But,
yeah, they're out of Arkansas, and.
Man, that's delicious.
Yeah, you know, they were beekeepers, and then they come up with all these other, I've gotten their pumpkin spice spun honey.
Yum.
And their cinnamon honey.
That I'm going to have to get. I hope they're still there.
Ron has some jalapeno honey.
Very good.
That Tim would love gotten, that. You know, and all of that.
That'd be a really fun stocking stuffer for my kids, the different honey flavors. Yeah.
I don't think they're still there. I think they're just because it was the harvest festival.
But you know what? I may order.
But you can go online.
I'm going to take a picture. Yeah. Oh, you know what, guys? There is a piece of lavender in this honey.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
There's lavender all in it.
Yeah.
And the ingredients, it's just honey and lavender. Literally,
and
there's nothing
it.
Else. That honey is delicious.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to, there it is. Yeah, psbs.com. You probably already said that. Okay, I might have to get some of that. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's spelled, I may be saying it wrong, I think it's, but P-O-U-L-O-S.
Let me see. Poulos? Poulos Apiary? No. That's what
our Paolo's poop.
No,
I don't know.
It's a P-O-U, so it'd be, we don't know.
Anyway.
We're very sophisticated. Okay.
But listen, let me just tell you, the guy's name is Nick. Mm-hmm. That, you know, he's there. His mom's there. It's a whole family run thing.
I love that.
So we were there last year, and we bought some of his honey. It was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
We went back up, and he looked at us, and he said, hey, guys.
You're kidding me.
Knew us. Called us by name.
You were
knew
kidding
us,
me.
No. Mm-mm. And I didn't buy. I mean, I bought some honey.
Like, but you could see if you bought a lot.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh,
I didn't
yeah.
buy, like, you know, a store full of honey. But yeah, it's fabulous.
Oh, that's delicious. That's a great one. Laundry's done.
Yeah, there's my washing machine's done. Y'all may
time for us to get up, Joni.
I can't move.
This, thank you very much. That was a great top three. And those were really both truly delicious. That honey was exceptional, though. I'm going to have to get those flavors. Sound really good. That would be a good stocking stuffer. So I think that's all we got, guys, because we have to now watch a movie. We have to change over the laundry, and then we have to watch a movie. And that's all I know. So thank you very much. Do we want to thank our sponsor?
Yes,
for sure.
We
who's
do.
Done a great job.
So thank you to Ron at Optimus Media, O-P-T-I-M-U-S Media .com is their website. And they do handle all kinds of IT situations.
That's great.
Situations.
You guys, they handle your situation. We're going to get fired so
they
bad.
Your-
We did tell them to write us a script today. We're like, yes. How about you write us a script? And then we'll
say domain names. They can host your website. They can build your website. Mm-hmm. They do, I mean, they even do life coaching. So,
And the thing is, you get personal response. So, like, it's not like you're calling some big, if something goes wrong, which it always does. Like, no one's, stuff always happens in servers and all that. But if it does, you get personal.
You talk to a human. Right. There are no robots that answer the phone.
So it's very
helpful. You're not put on hold for
very responsive. So yeah, that's our great sponsor, Optimus Media. Mm-hmm. So okay, well, get ready for another great weekend, guys. I hope it's fantastic. It should be pretty. It's going to be really pretty in St. Louis and all different places. So we'll just see. But until next week, goodbye, corn dip.
No, you were corn dip.
No, we already decided. I was going to make you corn dip.
Call you corn dip.
No, I said I was going to call you corn dip.
Dog. I'll be corn dip. It can be corn dog.
I do. Maybe I do want to be corn dip.
I'd rather be corn dip rather than corn dog.
All right, go ahead. All right, goodbye, cornbread. You can call me corn dip. Now she's not going to even let me be corn dip.
Corn doggy dip, doggy dip.
I hate this. Bye.
Bye.
Bad. I don't know if this is going to work. We're going to try it.
Okay.
I can't cough or anything because editing is going to be, I have to be really, don't sniff. I take all those sniffs out. Oh my gosh, you guys.